There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
You're tuned into Buffalo Bulls Radio. This is UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, co-sponsored by Kegworks and A-Turf, brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, New Era Cap, Nike, AdPro Sports, WGRZ Channel 2, Pepsi, Town BMW, and ComDoc. UB Football Insider is coming to you live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Here's UB head football coach Lance Leipold and assistant athletic director for communications, John Fuller.
All right, good evening, Bulls fans. Thanks for tuning us in. You're listening to UB Football Insider with head coach Lance Leipold, coming to you live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill right here at the Millersport location. If you're heading home from work or out around town, just swing by, say hello to coach, and talk some UB football. All right, Coach, believe it or not, we are at the midway point of the season. It's amazing how this season flies, but, you know, Bulls, how would you say we are, you know, your overall thought of the team so far at the halfway point?
Well, you know, first of all, it's good to be with you again, and that first bite of pepperoni pizza was just delicious to anyone that's interested in making.
That's your only bite. Yeah, that's, you're done.
Yeah.
That's
what you get. But, you know, record-wise, we're disappointed, but it seems to really just like a couple weeks ago, the guys reported to camp. I've been very pleased with their attitude and effort and really embracing what we have to do to get better. And each and every day we talk about being accountable and you know, what we see on film, what we have to improve on. And I think our guys have done that. Has it always shown up on the scoreboard yet? No. And, you know, we talked after the game. Just because we work hard doesn't guarantee success, but it gives us a better chance each and every week. And I truly believe that that we're heading in that direction.
Well, there's definitely, I've seen flashes, you know, throughout the season. Even the Kent State game, obviously it was, you know, disappointing result. But you take away four big plays in that game, and it's a totally different contest. I mean, how do you avoid that, and how do you keep the team on track?
Well, yeah, that's unfortunately that we've, you know, that's kind of happened to us before. And again, things that we talk about is, you know, games can come down to two or three plays. And I think if we picked every game, we could hit some of those high points of, you know, the ones that have gone our way and the ones that haven't gone our way. And we've got to find a way to eliminate those big, big plays that have happened and find a way to create a couple more of our own.
Yeah. Well, our special guest we're going to have later on tonight is Tyree Jackson, the Bulls starting quarterback. And I think he's getting all nervous over there. Look at him.
Special guest.
Yeah, special guest. Every other player is a guest. Now he's a special guest.
I've noticed that, John. Every other week it's been a guest, and this week it's,
you know, I think when you talk about the quarterback, you know, it's, you got loftier terms.
And I give him a hard time, but he's a special guy, and he's got a lot of talent, and he's worked hard in each every week. He's handled it extremely well, you know, for a redshirt freshman to go in. And I've said it all week when people keep asking questions, is that You know, when Tyree comes off the field, it's not like a wide-eyed look that he's confused or something that he hasn't prepared for or something that hasn't been on film. He's continued to handle it. And again, I think he becomes a better leader each and every day in our program.
Yeah, and I think he's definitely progressing as the season goes on. This past game against Kent State, he had 9 different receivers. Do you think he's just, you know, getting obviously just getting better from more playing time?
And, yeah, that's part of it. There's the, I don't want to say the growing pains, but you just have to get used to it. And you know, practice is one thing. Game conditions are another, and everybody's coming at you. And, you know, it's he doesn't have the red jersey on in the game, you know, and there's things coming at you, and you've got to be able to make those decisions and going from, you know, first option to second to third or taking off and running. There's a lot of different things, and I think each and every day you see him get more comfortable and much like in the NFL, it's kind of like it's a rookie quarterback and you go through those things, but we know that good days are coming for our offense shortly, and great days are going to be on the horizon for a long time.
Yeah, you talk about how he wears the red jersey in practice and doesn't take contact, but he seems like he's done a pretty good job of avoiding contact in games as well. He doesn't get sacked very much. I think he makes one or maybe only 2 sacks all season long. You know, talk about his ability to kind of, you know, elude getting tackled.
Well, I think there's a couple factors for that. One, of course, is his athletic ability, decision-making. If it's not there quickly, you know, go make something happen. You know, we haven't run the ball exactly the way we had hoped we would be at this time. But I do think our guys are protected well. I think Andy Koldnicki and Daryl, like Paul said, put together some things that have allowed our offensive line to protect well for Tyree. And again, we're not sitting there having a freshman on his back half the game and trying to pick himself up and then kind of process it all from there.
Do you think, you know, obviously the Bulls in the last couple of games have struggled to run the football. Do you think it has something to do with the fact that, you know, teams, because they see Tyree as a freshman quarterback, they're kind of stacking the box to stop the run because, hey, we'll let this freshman quarterback try to beat us?
I don't know if it's all that. I think they've done it. You know, there's a mixture of reasons why. I think one thing, offensive line-wise, we lost Tyler O'Henley a couple weeks ago. We started Albert McCoy at right tackle and kept David Goldsby and rotated Tomas Cordell-Jack in there. But then last week we started Tomas at the right guard and moved David Goldsby out. So really for now, for 3 consecutive weeks there, we had 3 different offensive lines. And it doesn't sound like a lot, but, of course, for, like, center James O'Hagan, he's working with a different guard. And then different David was working with a different tackle. And just all those little things on timing communication are just not as, fluid as we would like they would be and smooth for us to create some running gaps. But I think, again, we're getting closer, and we need to be. We need to be a little more productive as we move along.
Yeah, talk about Goldsby play. I know he's junior college transfer, and in junior college, I think in high school as well, he's only ever played right tackle. So you moved him back out to the right tackle from right guard. Was it a pretty easy transition for him?
Yeah, he's a natural tackle. We kind of had to, you know, make the move inside. We felt would give us our best 5 offensive linemen to start the year. David accepted that, but I think he's much more natural and comfortable out there, so that's probably been easier than it was. And we didn't make the full move to guard until the week before the Albany game, which probably didn't help us there as much as we had hoped. But David's done a nice job. I think for David, much like Rubens Joseph, which is sometimes the balance of taking junior college players is when they can get to your campus. I think, you know, we've talked a lot of time here about Khalil Hodge. Well, Khalil comes in January, has a chance to go through. And David Goldsby, the offensive line, did not come until the summer when they each came in. So that takes a little longer to get our system down and really the, you know, strength and conditioning aspects, learning the offense, terminology, working with fellow teammates, a lot of those things. Just doesn't allow the offensive line to develop as fast as we'd have liked it to be.
Yeah. Well, we learned earlier this week, Mason Schreck was having a really nice season for the Bulls this year. Senior tight end was named to the John Mackey Award midseason watch list. You kind of talk about Mason and you know, his development and his season so far.
You know, we've had scouts in on a regular basis, and even some that were in today were talking about him and really how athletic he is, and the guy that they've got to keep monitoring in that, because he does show those things. You know, very fluid. Good job blocking. I think sometimes that's drop. I think he's really a nice job of making some tough catches in traffic and doing things. And again, he's one of another guy that I still think he hasn't played his best football.
Yeah, it's kind of unique, too, because there are a lot of programs that don't utilize a tight end. You know, it seems to be a dying breed in this game with all these spread offenses, and you just don't see the tight end. But you guys, really, with him and Tyler Mabry, I mean, you have tight ends in that offense.
Yeah, we believe in the tight end. We're not putting the tight end at the line of scrimmage as much as we used to, but we love having tight ends part of our game and our offensive philosophy. You know, it's interesting, like you said, you know, fullbacks have pretty much been phased out of college football in most programs. There's a few, you know, your Alabamas and Stanfords and Michigans maybe still use them. Not a lot of people don't, and many have even phased out the tight end and or hybrid more type guys. But we want to continue to do that. We think it's going to keep giving us balance and different looks. But it's also at the same time difficult to find the guys that are, because high schools have evolved so much. And I think one way that high schools keep interest with players is by spreading people out and throwing the ball around and asking a guy to put his hand in the dirt and, you know, knock a snot bubble out of somebody is not always sometimes the most fun thing a kid wants to do these days. And you've got to find those guys.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to take a break. But when we come back, we're going to talk about this, the Bulls' upcoming opponent at Ball State. The Bulls are back home on Saturday. Stadium against Ball State. We'll talk about that Cardinal team when we come back. You're listening to UB Football Insider with Coach Lance Leipold on ESPN 1520.
Join us at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Hey, it's Paul Santora letting you know we have two great locations. One on Millersport Highway next to the Marriott, one on Transit Road next to Transit Lanes. We've got 60 taps, 66 TVs. All of our food is made to order with the freshest and most natural ingredients. Both locations have live music, Millersport on Friday, Transit Friday and Saturday night. There's no better place to enjoy football and hockey with great drink and food specials for every game. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill since 1927, four generations strong, the only family to say we are the original. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Great food, great people, great beer.
Hello, this is that Kegworks guy for the Kegworks store. Are you sick of that neighbor throwing the best party every year? We have everything you need to kick that guy's party right in the you-know-what. From an extensive line of Jello shot supplies to keg pumps, premium cocktail mixers, beer pong tables, and so much more. So get to the Kegworks store at 1460 Military Road in Kenmore, just south of Sheridan. Until next time, this is that Kegworks guy reminding you, go to the Kegworks store.
This month at Town BMW, lease a 2016 BMW 320i xDrive sedan for $275 per month. Only $275 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town.
Country music duo Brothers Osborne will take the stage inside Stampede Square on Saturday, October 15th. Then stay a little longer and catch the UB football team as they are set to host Ball State, presented by the game day sponsor Tim Hortons. Kickoff is at 3:30, but the fun starts at 12:30. It's a fun-filled day for the whole family. It's sure to enjoy. For tickets, call 877-UB-THERE or visit ubbulls.com.
Welcome back to UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold, live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway, right next to UB Stadium. Here's John Fuller.
Fans, did you know the Blue and White Fund supports over 500 UB student-athletes across 20 sports? To learn more about how you can become a member of the Blue and White Fund and support all of our student-athletes, log on to Bulls, BullsBlueandWhiteClub.com today. All right, Coach. Ball State Cardinals coming to town on Saturday, a team that has not been here since 2010, and the Bulls haven't played at Ball State since 2011. Talk about you know, nobody on either team has ever played against each other, which is kind of unique for a conference game. Just talk about playing up against a team that you really aren't really familiar with.
Yeah, I think one of the things that kind of surprised me last year, John, was some of our crossover. You know, in most conferences I've been in, I've never been in one with two separate divisions, but some years when you play teams, it just seems like you always see other opponents in sequence, really, even though all games are exchanged. We just didn't see a lot of Ball State in some of our crossover games based on, like, we play Central Michigan, they hadn't played them yet.
Right.
You know, and Northern Illinois, they hadn't played them yet. So it was one of those where we did obviously in the summer and the spring, we do some stuff to kind of get a preliminary idea. But it's good to get a chance to play them. They're Mike News in his first year. They've done a nice job. I think Riley Neal, we heard about him last year being a talented true freshman, and I could see why people are excited about him. So I think any of our fans that want to come out, I think you're going to see two of the best young quarterbacks in this conference. And I think when you look at their just their physical makeup, you know, a 6'6 and a 6'5 quarterback, and guys that are big, guys that are, you know, have a chance maybe play, you know, to play on Sunday sometimes with their physical tools. It'd be a great time to see him in their early days.
Yeah, talking about Ball State's quarterback, what's unique about him that you haven't really faced this year is he's actually a pocket passer. I mean, he used to been playing some, you know, running quarterbacks and quarterbacks that, you know, he's actually a guy who's going to drop back and sit in the pocket and throw the ball.
Yeah, they've tried to use him in a lot of different ways. I think he's got a little bit like Patrick Toles, a little bit of what they were trying to do, but at the same time, they're, you know, he's he wants to stay in the pocket. They'll run some play action, some naked bootlegs with him. But they have used him in some read scheme, you know, at times. And he'll surprise you with his ability to kind of keep it and make some things happen. But an offense that has, you know, a running game that has good that's been giving them, you know, adequate. You know, I think they're right really close to about 50-50 run and pass as far as their total yardage goes. And a receiving core that's doing a nice job as well. Defensively, two very good defensive ends. They like to get them wide. They like to get them up the field in a hurry. Seven or eight seniors, and especially like fifth-year seniors. So the thing that stood out to me on Sunday when I started watching them was how quick they saw things and really reacted and came downhill. And that, to me, is a sign of experience and confidence, and they've done a nice job coaching that style for them.
Yeah, we have Tyree Jackson here with us tonight. One thing, Tyree, you might want to close your ears before I say this next thing, but from what I've read, Ball State, I believe, is in the top five in the nation in quarterback sacks. So what's the challenge this week to kind of, you know, to keep them off, keep them out of our backfield?
Well, obviously protecting, and that's it, but I think is mixing up on what we're doing. We've got to be able to get rid of the ball quickly. We need to have a lot, you know, we got to have a good short game. But, you know, we're going to have to do some different things like we have in the past. Like you said earlier, I would like to think we're in the top in the country also, though, and not giving up sacks.
Yeah, actually we are. We're second in the conference. Five sacks or a couple sacks all a year. Yeah. So, so it's going to be, I think, a really good matchup from, you know, our strength against their strength and kind of who, you know,
Rain
who wins
had,
out.
Just again, I think their style and being aggressive, but I think things that, you know, we talk about our offense, you know, still working through some things, but when you look at our read option game, you know, speed option, all the different things, there's a mixture of there things to really make defensive ends be sound. They just can't tee off on you, get up the field. You've got to try to do a lot of different things, and hopefully we can keep them off balance in such a way that allows us to be productive.
Is that the key? Is it the key really to kind of get the running game going so they're not just keen on one part of your offense?
Yeah, I've always felt in every game you need to establish a running game and you need to stop the run to get anything kind of flowing from there. I think for yourselves, you can get a run game going, then the plays, the passes and the play action pass are going to come after it. You stop the run, you make teams one-dimensional, and then much like what they're doing, you can see them. They'll widen those defensive ends. They can tilt them a little bit, and they're going to let them get screaming up the field, and then it gets to be tough.
Yeah, well, that's Saturday afternoon. Bulls will take on Ball State at 3:30 at UB Stadium. Another thing I want to ask you, Coach, is Western Michigan entered the top 25, you know, in the AP rankings. How does that help you? How does that help the conference to have, you know, a team getting that kind of exposure?
Well, I think anytime someone in your conference and, you know, nationally gets that exposure, it talks about the level of play in our conference. It can help recruiting, and obviously it can definitely help their recruiting, which is going to, you know, can help build their program. But I think as a whole, holistically about what the MAC is, and then we start getting into these weekday games, I think, you know, with everything in social media to television games, it helps you across the country. You know, when you get a chance and they're on our schedule this year, there's a lot of good things happening there. There's some benefits if they can continue to, you know, if they win, you know, win a fair amount of games, they could be in a, you know, they could be in the conversation in the playoffs or one of the, I'm not actually sure on how all those post-game thing, how that all works.
Right.
But what it might also do is if they get a better bowl game, it could open up one of our guaranteed slots for another team to get into a bowl, which, you know, we'd love to be one of those teams. There's more bowl exposure for our conference, so a lot of things can happen when one team especially is having a great season.
Yeah, that right happened
there.
A couple of years ago with Northern Illinois, I believe, went to the Orange Bowl, and they had a really good season. So it's got to be just great exposure, you know, for the entire league, and that's something you can point to and help you guys as well.
Definitely, and it can talk a lot of different things that can happen. It could be from scheduling. You know, all of a sudden you get more people that may want to schedule teams in your conference. All those type of things can be residual from that.
All right, Coach. Well, appreciate your time. Again, good luck on Saturday against Ball State. And when we come back, we're going to bring in redshirt freshman quarterback Tyree Jackson. If he's not eating over there, I think.
Special guest.
Maybe we'll carry him over here on our shoulders. How about that?
All right.
All right, you're listening to UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold live on ESPN 1520.
From U Sports to the NFL, A-Turf Synthetic Grass Fields are helping athletes have fun and perform at their peak. More than 30 Western New York schools and over 400 schools nationwide call A-Turf their home field. It's what the UB Bulls play on and the Buffalo Bills too. A-Turf Titan has the highest safety rating and the longest warranty. A-Turf, optimal performance for athletes, superior value for owners. Learn more at aturf.com.
Join us at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Hey, it's Paul Santora letting you know we have two great locations. One on Millersport Highway next to the Marriott. One on Transit Road next to Transit Lanes. We've got 60 taps, 66 TVs. All of our food is made to order with the freshest and most natural ingredients. Both locations have live music. Millersport on Friday, Transit Friday and Saturday night. There's no better place to enjoy football and hockey with great drink and food specials for every game. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill since 1927. Four generations strong, the only family to say we are the original. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Great food, great people, great beer.
This month at Town BMW, lease a 2016 BMW 320i xDrive sedan for $275 per month. Only $275 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town!
Country music fans, get the VIP experience this fall during the Seneca Niagara Tailgate Concert Series at UB Football for only $36.
Ow, 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 ow.
This year's acts include Jared Neiman, David Nail, Chris Lane, Eddie Money, and more. Your VIP experience gets you front of the stage access and game ticket. To order, log on to ubbulls.com. It's country music, football, and tailgating. What else do you need?
Welcome back to UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold, live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway, right next to UB Stadium. Here's John Fuller.
All right, fans, don't forget, Saturday afternoon, UB Stadium. Bulls host Ball State at 3:30 p.m. At 1:30, Brothers Osborne will take the stage in Stampede Square. Tickets are still available. You can call 1-877-UB there or visit ubbulls.com, or you can always visit them in person at the Alumni Arena ticket office. All right, we're lucky enough tonight now to be joined by redshirt freshman quarterback Tyree Jackson. Thanks for joining us, Tyree.
Thank you for having me.
All right, talk about your season so far. I mean, yeah, kind of... you know, got thrown in there in the first game and have been in the starting lineup ever since. Talk about how your game has progressed. You're feeling a little more comfortable now as a starting quarterback?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, my offensive line did a great job bringing me in, you know, keeping me comfortable, and, you know, have seniors like Marcus McGill around me and Malcolm Robinson making me more comfortable in the pocket and just trusting them to make plays. But trying to get things rolling going into the rest of the MAC play.
Yeah. How has the game changed for you? Was it when you first came from kind of high school to college, it was just a lot faster? I mean, what was the biggest adjustment you had to make?
Yeah, I think definitely on the perimeter, the guys on the outside, defensive backs, you know, they're a lot faster. Linebackers are a lot faster side to side. So just stuff like that, just getting used to the speed of the game.
Yeah, if you had a favorite play so far in the season, you remember, I mean, I think it's probably from the end of that Army game, kind of brought the team back.
Yeah, probably just Mason's big catch that he made in the fourth quarter against Army. That was a real big catch and got the team going and came out with a win. So that's probably one of the favorite
ones. Yeah, I see Mason, you know, he's leading the team in receptions. Has he been your favorite target so far? Or you try to spread it around as much as you can?
Yeah, I try to spread it around as much as I can. I wouldn't say I have a favorite, but I like all those guys the same. And Mason's
he's just the
great
biggest
player.
One. Probably your biggest target out there. I mean, he's a big guy, so it's easy to see number 85 out there.
Yep.
But in the last game, actually, you were hit nine different receivers. That's just a product of kind of feeling a little more comfortable and trusting all your receivers, and you know.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, me and the receivers have been watching film together and stuff like that. So once you start doing stuff like that, you get more comfortable. You guys are on the same page and. You know what they're thinking when you're out there on the field. So definitely, I think that's part of that.
Yeah, and being only a redshirt freshman, I definitely feel that you've kind of taken a little bit of a leadership role. I mean, you talk about the other guys and how you're having meetings and talking with them off the field. Kind of talk about, you know, kind of embracing that leadership role even at a young age.
Yeah, I mean, anytime from grade school to college, I feel like whenever the quarterback's out there, you have to be a leader. You have to be somebody that the guys can trust and can lean on. And so I just try to do that at the best, but I mean, the seniors do a great job. Like I said, in the offensive line, they're leaders. So I mean, it's just kind of my part to be in there too.
Yeah, talk about your high school career a little bit. Cause I was reading a little bit. I saw that, you know, your freshman year, you guys only won one game, and I think you won like four games the next year, and then obviously went to the state championship the first time ever your senior year. Kind of talk about that progression and how, you know, how you guys got better, and kind of just talk overall about your high school career.
Yeah, my freshman year we went 1-8. We had a new staff. Coach Koziak came in, and he brought a new culture to the school. You know, it wasn't really that big of a football school. They had never been to the playoffs. And then we continued to work, and we got better each year. And by my senior year, like you said, we made it to the state championship, and that was just from guys buying in and stuff. So I think the same thing is going to go on here, but I'm not necessarily 1-8, but I think we're on the same track, just buying into what Coach Leipold's saying. And once we do that, I think we'll be a really successful team.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of new guys in the team, so it's kind of the same situation. You know, new staff, new guys, and buying in. So it's just a matter of kind of having to get everybody on that same page, and you want to be that leader, kind of, you know, that takes over.
Yeah, I mean, our coaches came in, Coach Leipold and Coach K, and all the offensive coaches. Just done a great job of just trying to get us all to buy in and get everyone to believe in the system. Because, I mean, you've seen what they've done at the last school they were at. They were very successful. So, I mean, I feel like once we all get on the same page, we'll be a very successful team.
All right, visiting now with Tyree Jackson. Another thing I read that I'm not sure I believe was in high school you were 5'9". Is that true?
Yeah, my freshman year I was 5'9".
And now you're 6. Are you still 6'7", or are you now 6? I can't even keep up with you.
Yeah, I'm still 6'7". I'm 6'7".
All right, so you think you're done growing for now?
Yeah, hopefully.
Talk about your game specifically. You know, a lot of people kind of they compare your builds like a Cam Newton. Is a Cam Newton a player that you kind of emulate your game after, or is there anybody that you try to, you know, emulate your game after?
I think probably as far as size goes, I like looking at like Ben Roethlisberger since he came from the MAC and went to Miami of Ohio. So he's a big guy. He has a strong arm and stuff like that. So I can compare myself and look at him and watch his films. So.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Ben Roethlisberger, you know, you look at the history of all the great quarterbacks that came to this league. You know, you were Ben Roethlisberger, Chad Pennington, Byron Leftwich, you know, go on and on. Did that have something to do with you deciding to come to UB? Knowing that, you know, it's a very good quarterback league?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, once you see all those guys and the success they had in the MAC, it's definitely a reason to come. And I think the coaches that are here, another reason that I came, they're used to winning, and they brought a winning culture. So, I mean, that was definitely part of my decision.
Right, one other question I have from your high school career. This is something else I dug up, and I want to see if this is true or not. Did you serve as the backup punter and kicker on your high school team?
Yeah, I kicked some extra points in high school, and I was the punter for the team.
What was your field goal percentage, would you say?
100%.
Oh, you made every kick,
extra points, yeah.
You listen, you hear that, coach? Okay. And what would you say your punt average was?
I don't know. I don't know what the average was.
Right. You made every extra point. All right. Well, the goalposts were a little wider in high school, right?
So yeah, and you kick it off a little block. You don't kick it off the ground.
So I think Adam Mitchison's job is safe.
Yeah, he's good. He's really good.
All right. What would you say your goals are for the rest of the season here?
Just go out there and we're trying to win the rest of the games. We're not going in any game thinking that it's a loss or anything. So just focus really 1 week at a time. We can't look at the past or look too far ahead in the season. Just look at one game at a time. So just focus on Ball State right now and coming out with a win Saturday.
All right. Well, that game is Saturday, 3:30 p.m. Ball State at UB Stadium. We appreciate you joining us, Tyree.
Thank you.
Yep, and hope to see all your fans out there at UB Stadium this Saturday afternoon, 3:30 against Ball State. Thanks again. Thanks to everyone for listening to UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold. We'll catch you back here again next Thursday night from Santora's Pizza Papa Grill on Millersport Highway. Thanks for tuning in.
UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold is presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, co-sponsored by Kegworks and A-Turf, and brought to you by our Team UB partners, New Era Cap, Nike, AdPro Sports, WGRZ Channel 2, Pepsi, Town BMW, ComDoc. Go to ubbulls.com for schedules, highlights, and everything Buffalo Bulls. Go Blue, go White, and go Bulls.
Sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.